Hey guys, good morning. I hope you've had a great 24 hours. Boy, this fast is coming to an end, and it has been a glorious time with you guys. Now, hey, I want to say to you, if you missed yesterday's video, I'm going to encourage you to go back because I set up the stage for the last three names in our fasting book together. As I mentioned yesterday, up to this point, we've been looking at the names of God, the Hebrew names of God. So the characteristics, qualities, the attributes where God revealed himself to his servants and his children, how he reveals himself to us. But the last three names in our fasting book together, I've actually decided I wanted to teach you a little bit about the Trinity. Now, I don't know how you teach about the Trinity, because how do you understand the Trinity of God? How do you wrap your head around the fact that God is Father and he's Son and he's Holy Spirit and he's three in one? But it is the core of Christianity. It's the core of our faith that we believe that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit manifested himself, that the beginning of time, Elohim, our Creator God, made us in his image. So yesterday we actually looked at God the Father, Abba, our Abba Father. And today we're actually going to look at Jesus, Yeshua. We're going to look at the name Yeshua. Now, the beautiful part of this name is we actually find it in the Old Testament. Oh yes, Jesus is just not in the New Testament. The name Yeshua, which means Savior, and Jesus are all the same name, Yeshua, Savior, Jesus. And we actually find this passage in Isaiah. In Isaiah 43, and then in verse 2 and 3, and it walks us through this beautiful passage, but then it ends in verse 3. I love it. It says, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, the Lord Yeshua, the Lord your Savior." Right here, yeah, you may read over that and you see the word Savior and not know that that's translated Yeshua. This is Jesus, your Lord and your Savior. You know, we know Jesus by so many names. We know him as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the way, the truth, and the life. We know him as Wonderful Counselor and Morning Star and Lamb of God. We know him as the Word of God and the Bread of Life. Those are all names that we use. They're things we find in the Bible to describe Jesus. You know, a couple days ago, I walked you through the plan of salvation in the Roman road, through the book of Romans. And Jesus is the name of salvation. He is our Savior. Jesus is the one who came and gave you life. One way I like to describe the Trinity is that we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Father is our Creator. God the Son is our Mediator. And God the Holy Spirit is our Comforter. And when you begin to press in to God your Creator and God your Mediator, and God, your Comforter, you begin to know the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God the Father in his fullness. So I want to take a moment and talk to you a little bit about Jesus today. You know, we often use the term Jesus Christ. Now, I want to walk a little bit through our book together because sometimes people say, "I never knew that. I just thought his name was Jesus Christ." His name is Jesus. The name Christ actually means Messiah or Anointed One. So when you're calling out to Jesus Christ, you're calling out to Yeshua, the Anointed One, Yeshua, the Messiah. Do you remember when they said, "We have found the Messiah"? When they came in the New Testament and they said that they had already met Jesus, and they said, "We have found the Christ. We have found the Messiah. This is Yeshua." And I want you to understand, Jesus always was, always is, and always will be. He is Yeshua. Now, you know, I mentioned to you, and I want to say it again, because so many of you have mentioned to me how you never thought about using the Lord's name in vain. Was wrong. You didn't think about it. Many said, literally, they use the slang Jesus Christ as a term. Let me tell you right now, when you begin to diminish the name of Jesus Christ, your Yeshua, your Anointed One, your Messiah, when you begin to use that as a common name, you literally diminish or lower the name of God. So I'm going to encourage you right now. Today's a powerful day because I want you to begin to move in to understanding this name, Yeshua, Jesus. Because it is by the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, that shed his blood for you for salvation. You know, I want to take a moment and talk to you about our fasting focus for today. It's so, so good. Remember I asked you about making sure that you read through these last few days, the book of Acts. It's such a good, good book. But also something that's so relevant is Luke. And in our fasting focus today, because the reason I said that is because Luke wrote the book of Acts. So the apostle Luke wrote the book of Acts. So you can read a little bit in our fasting focus today in Luke 4, and you can get the feel for the apostle Luke, and as he begins to write the book of Luke as a doctor, and then he writes the book of the Acts and the Acts of the Holy Spirit. But today, listen, we're fasting for unity. Do you remember I said to you yesterday how the enemy's trying to bring dissension and confusion? We need to fight the fight against the enemy. We don't give in to it. You know, someone tried to pick a fight with me the other day on social media, and I just didn't even answer. I could have answered. I could have given an answer back with my conviction, but I realized I didn't want to get in that fight. You got to watch your words and watch your actions. So what we need to do is pray for unity. Now, there will be times where you need to respond, and I have at times. There are times where I need to take a stand, and I've told you, speak up and speak out. We have conviction. We don't want to lose the opportunity in this great country of America to stand for our convictions and our religious rights. Stand up for it. But also know when to have unity. Know when, the Bible says, to set a watchman over your mouth. Put a guard over your lips. There's times you need to just pray for unity and be a peacemaker. So that's what we're fasting for today. I said to you yesterday that we are praying for revival, and that's what we want to ask for. This passage that we have today in Luke, and it's such a beautiful, tender passage. This is when Jesus has been led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Do you realize it's so clear that the enemy actually led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted? But listen, did you know that Jesus fasted for 40 days before he was tempted by the enemy? Now, one thing this says to me, and I'm going to tell you how I feel, that I need to have a regular fasting routine in my life. Jesus understood fasting. And let me just encourage you right now that you begin to put fasting in your life as a regular discipline, and that fasting is a part of your life. Jesus fasted for 40 days, it tells us right here in Luke 4. And then the enemy came and tempted him. So our fasting focus today for unity, for peace, understanding that we have to know how to be peacemakers, is understanding that this fast can bring about a tenderness in your heart for unity. So make sure as you read through that passage today that you ask God, where can you be a peacemaker? How can you bring unity to others? How can you stand strong in unity? And it tells us that after that then he ate. So understand that right now, these last couple days that we're fasting, that you're fasting for temptation as it comes over you, that you're fasting over as the enemy comes over you, that you are strengthened with power. So let's go ahead and let's look at our prayer together. I love this name, Yeshua. I've given you a few other verses here. I'm going to encourage you right now to go to page 284 after you do your discussion questions and take some time to go through your discussion questions, and then read through those verses for Jesus, Yeshua. Take some time to press into the beauty of this verse, the beauty of the name Jesus, the sweetest name you know, Jesus. And then let's pray together in our prayer time together. Jesus, you are my Messiah. You are my Lord and my Redeemer. Can you just take a moment and take all those names I just mentioned to you, the Alpha, the Omega, the Way, the Truth, the Life, the Morning Star, the Beginning and the End, Jesus Christ, my Messiah, the Anointed One, all of those words, all of those names, take time to sit. Just take a moment. And again, I mentioned to you yesterday, this has kind of been a sensitive time these last few days. I believe the Holy Spirit is bringing revival. I believe that he's breaking the outer core of our hearts. and we're becoming very sensitive to the things of the Spirit. You are my Messiah, my Lord, and my Redeemer. Thank you for your sacrifice on Calvary for my salvation. Have you thanked him for your personal salvation? Listen, when you take your last breath here on earth, you will be looking in the eyes of Jesus in the throne room of God. That's what you will see. Have you thanked him for the salvation and the guarantee that you have as a child of God? I confess my sin and my shortcomings to you alone, and I ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for your free gift of salvation. Oh, you have saved me. And just enjoy the name Yeshua, Jesus, your Savior. Well, guys, we have one day left in our fast together. You're going to love tomorrow's name. We're going to look at the Holy Spirit, that third part of the Trinity, our Comforter. And we're going to move into the presence of the Holy Spirit on our final day together. So enjoy your last 24 hours. Push in. Believe God for the miracles, the breakthrough, and the power in the name of God. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.